Well, good morning, friends and brethren. So very good to see you today. And again, it's good to see a number of visitors with us. We are glad that you are here. We've been reading through the prophets this year, and for the last several weeks, we've been reading through Jeremiah. It's not always an easy read, I've noticed. And sometimes even it's kind of a sad read because of the events that were unfolding with Judah and the impending captivity. And so it's kind of a painful time, not just for us to read, but it's a painful time for the people of God. And in some ways, it could be discouraging for us to read. And yet on the other hand, we can find some moments that bring us opportunity to be encouraged. And particularly when we think about Jeremiah and we think about his character. I mean, here was a guy, here was a prophet, that was dealing with one of the most difficult periods of time of Judah, of God's people. And yet he never loses focus of the big picture. Discouraged? Does he get discouraged? Yes. Sometimes he does. But he still never loses sight of the big picture. And so in the lesson this morning and this evening, I'd like us to give some consideration to the character of the man, the character of Jeremiah. I want you to think for a minute. Has there ever been someone in your lifetime that you have really looked up to? Someone that you wanted to be like? Maybe you wanted to act like them. You wanted to talk like them. You wanted to be known for some of the same character traits that they had. Now, we're talking about someone who's made a great impression on you, and hopefully it's an impression that came from godly characteristics. What is it in the life that we see in someone that makes such an impression that we'd want to be like them? Would you like to be like Jeremiah? I mean, when we stop and we read through this book, we think about the man Jeremiah, do we see some character traits in him that we would want to find in us? Do we want to be like him? Well, we would probably not want to have to endure all that he had to endure, but his character is outstanding. A life focused on service to God. And so if we were to imagine for just a moment that we were in Jeremiah's place, called by God to preach to a corrupt nation, assured before you even begin that those to whom you preach will not only reject your message, but they'll physically assault you for daring to preach what God gave you to preach. How would you feel if you learned that the citizens of your hometown, your neighbors and kinfolk, were plotting against your life? Wouldn't that hurt? We think sometimes about the sadness that we can read about in Jeremiah's life. We don't have to think too hard to understand why and to see why there were difficult times in his life. We need to remember that Judah had become an incredibly ungodly nation, demonstrating little concern of the things of God. Now, would any of us seriously doubt that we are living in such a world? And more specifically, we are living in such a nation today that is a twin to Judah in so many ways. A nation that has moved so far from God. And I wonder sometimes how we stand out in that nation. Do we look different than everyone else? Do we stand out in such a way as Jeremiah did? So we think about all of these things and we try to wrap our head around the events of the things happening in Judah. We try to think about the words that Jeremiah was prophesying. We think about the man who was prophesying, about him, his character, that he prophesied during a tragic period, really, of Jerusalem's decline leading up to that inescapable destruction by the Babylonians. Jeremiah denounced the Jews for forsaking God and His law, and they had instead turned to idolatry. He called upon the people to surrender to Babylon, because that's what God said for them to do, to accept the punishment of God because of their sins, and for saying that, he was viewed as a traitor. But he was just saying what God wanted him to preach. And while he spoke about the destruction of the Jewish nation, he continued to give some emphasis of the hope of the time that was to come, that this was going to be a temporary nature. this ruin and for them to look for the day when the Jews would return to the land. These are some of the events that are taking place. But there was a poor reception among the people of the things that Jeremiah had to say, the things that Jeremiah worked so hard to tell them. Because on more than one occasion, even he got to Jeremiah, he became discouraged in that he was tempted to even quit the preaching that he was doing. It was an unpopular work, and yet he could not stop preaching God's word. But think about his discouragement. Jeremiah said in chapter 9, verse 2, "Oh, that I had in the desert a traveler's lodging place, that I might leave my people and go away from them." That's how he felt. Or he says in chapter 12 and verse 1, he said, "Righteous are you, O Lord, when I complain to you, yet I would plead my case before you. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why do all who are treacherous thrive?" Think about what Jeremiah was seeing. Think about why he had come to this point where he was tired and disgusted and saddened by the things that he was seeing. Or when he said, "If I say I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, there is in my heart as if it were a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I'm weary of holding it in, and I cannot." He couldn't stop preaching. How can a man such as Jeremiah endure being despised and rejected and hated and persecuted? Because there was something in him. There was something in him, and it says volumes about his character, his inner man, his heart. It was that which looked to God. And so with this preface of what was happening and what was Jeremiah facing, what was the nature and the attitude of the people, let's think about some of the characteristics of Jeremiah that just stands out. Five characteristics that we'll look at, not all this morning. Qualities that made it possible for him to endure in this adverse condition. Qualities that may help us to deal with some challenging and difficult situations in life and help us to choose to stay and to walk with God. Jeremiah the man. His character. Jeremiah was a sensitive. He was a man of tears. Some passages for us to look at together in Jeremiah chapter 4. Jeremiah chapter 4. We begin reading in verse 19. "Oh, my anguish, my anguish! I writhe in pain. Oh, the agony of my heart! My heart pounds within me. I cannot keep silent. For I have heard the sound of the trumpet. I have heard the battle cry. Disaster follows disaster. The whole land lies in ruins. In my instant, my tents are destroyed. My shelter in a moment. How long must I see the battle standard and hear the sound of the trumpet?" Here was the view in Jeremiah's mind and the pain that he felt for the events that were happening and that was going on. Chapter 9, verse 1. "Oh, that my head were a spring of water and my eyes a fountain of tears. I would weep day and night for the slain of my people. Oh, that I had in the desert a lodging place for travelers so that I might leave my people and go away from them, for they are all adulterers, a crowd of unfaithful people." Jeremiah was a man who was sensitive to the issues that were happening and going on. He was inclined to sadness, some have said, and yet he was uncommonly bold and courageous at the same time. He wore his emotions on his sleeve. When you read through Jeremiah, you can find and you can see the times when he was uplifted by something that the Lord said. But more often than not, he was discouraged, even despondent at times. But you always knew what was on his heart, because he always expressed what was on his mind. His honesty, his character did not endear him to the people. What he often had to say was unpopular, and it subjected him to hatred, even to wrongdoing. And yet, he didn't stop what he was saying. Would we be willing to imitate Jeremiah? To face the persecution and the sadness that he endured? Would we be willing to do that? Some have called him the weeping prophet. In fact, he is self-described in Lamentations chapter 3 as the man who has seen affliction. And in fact, for the 50-plus years that he was a prophet of God, there was much affliction that he had to endure. There were times, though, that he stood like a rock outwardly, but in a few moments you would read that inwardly his heart was breaking for God's people. His weeping was brought on by the actions or by the sins of others. Pride was one of the greatest problems that plagued Judah. Jeremiah could see their ignorance, and he tried to warn them, but to little avail. His reaction to the rejection that he received from them: "But if you will not listen, my soul will weep in secret for your pride. My eyes will weep bitterly and run down with tears, because the Lord's flock has been taken captive." It's like he's saying, "Well, you may not even like me, but I weep for you." That's what he was saying to them. There were false prophets that were deceiving the people, and God would judge the people for believing them. Just because we're fooled by what a false prophet says is no excuse. God was still going to make judgment because they had followed the false prophets, instead of Jeremiah, God's own prophet. Jeremiah penned, "Let my eyes run down with tears night and day, and let them not cease, for the virgin daughter of my people is shattered with a great wound and a very grievous blow." Again, Jeremiah wept for his people. Jeremiah was so focused on devotion and obedience to Jehovah God. And he spoke about it. He preached about it. And yet there were few that listened to him. Jeremiah was, in some ways, I have thought, he was of the same character as someone else who would come along, who would feel the sorrow of rejection and who would grieve with pain the failure of men to be moved, but who would ultimately demonstrate complete obedience. The Lord. You think about what is said in Hebrews chapter 5. In Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 9, we have this glimpse of the Lord as we're speaking of in context, where it says at verse 8, "Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who would believe him." It's interesting to me that there are a number of times as you go through the book of Jeremiah and you see his nature, you see his character, that in so many ways later we see Christ demonstrating some of the same qualities. But then for a moment, let's make some further application. What about us? What about us when we see the sins of others? Especially our brethren, does it bother us? This is what Jeremiah was so tore up about. When we stop and we've taken a quick look at the big picture of some things, and you have to step back a little bit, what was it that upset Jeremiah so much? It was the sins of the people, of his brethren. Does that bother us? When we look at the world around us and we see so many who are walking far away from God, who have no interest in what God says, when preaching is delivered that would save them and they have no interest, do we weep? And when our brethren turn away from God, does it tear at our heart? Do we weep for them? Jeremiah did. Jeremiah was a man of sympathy. Jeremiah was facing a painful time. Their land was being taken away. There were families being split up. The siege continued on Jerusalem and was causing shortages of life-sustaining necessities. Jeremiah was there. He was a part of all of that. He saw all of the sadness. He felt the pain literally because he was there. And it was a grim situation. And though it was brought on by their own doing, the times that they were facing, Jeremiah felt the pain and he sympathized. In part, he felt the pain because he was living right there with them. And he felt the pain because he knew it could be so different. If they had listened to and obeyed the Lord, it would have been so different. Sometimes you have to walk in someone else's shoes to be able to feel their agony. Jeremiah did that. He was walking in their shoes. He knew something about feeling agony and pain. Whatever the people there were experiencing, Jeremiah was experiencing. And in a very real and personal sense, he also knew persecution and rejection. Because he was trying to tell the people that it doesn't have to be like this. That if you had listened to God, this wouldn't be happening. And his preaching was rejected. He was rejected. He knew something about rejection and pain. And so much of the time, he was left alone and felt dejected. Jeremiah chapter 15. Jeremiah chapter 15, we begin at verse 15. You understand, O Lord. Remember me and care for me. Avenge me on my persecutors. You are long-suffering. Do not take me away. Think of how I suffer reproach for your sake. When your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, O Lord God Almighty. I never sat in the company of revelers, never made merry with them. I sat alone because your hand was on me, and you had filled me with indignation. Why is my pain unending and my wound grievous and incurable? Will you be to me like a deceptive brook? A spring that fails. Jeremiah is calling on the Lord and recalling to himself before the Lord that I ate the words of your book. I have been telling and speaking the words that you have given me. And yet, because of the work that he was doing, he's alone. He's been rejected. And there he is alone. Just imagine the feeling. If Jeremiah just had someone that he could talk to, someone who would listen, someone who cared because of his own pain. And as well, Jeremiah was not allowed to marry and to have a family, although God had done this to spare him further grief. Jeremiah's heart was heavy. His eyes were filled with tears as he preached the message of doom to his beloved people. About the land, has been his beloved land. And even though Judah had brought the pain upon themselves, Jeremiah still felt for them. He knew that the reason they were suffering the way they were was by their own doing. And yet he still felt sympathy for them. Compassion. Application. How do we feel when we see people who are suffering because of their own foolish choices? When we know things could be better for them if they would just do some things differently, if they would make better choices, if they would not be foolish. It's easy for us to say, I've said it. It's easy for us to say, well, they're getting what they deserve. They've made their own problems. And that may very well be true. And maybe at times we have little sympathy for them. Judah had done nothing to deserve sympathy from Jeremiah. They'd been horrible to Jeremiah. By the end, they had persecuted him. They put him on trial. They tried to kill him. And yet he had sympathy for them. He felt their grief. They did not deserve his compassion, but Jeremiah felt their pain and he prayed for them and tried to teach them and demonstrate to them a way of righteousness. He could see that it had been their unwillingness to listen to the will of God that put them in the position that they were in. And he had reason to be angry with them. And yet he still had sympathy. Again, Jeremiah reminds me of someone else who would come along. Someone who would have compassion for the lost, for the wayward, for those who have made poor choices in life. Matthew chapter 9, we consider the events surrounding the life of Jesus and his view of those who were like lost sheep. In Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35, beginning, it says, "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. And when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep, having no shepherd." So many of the ones that Jesus preached to rejected him, persecuted him, ultimately killed him. Sometimes we see those who face tremendous difficulties in life, often caused by their own actions. But if we understand their pain, maybe we should be moved all the more to try to offer them hope that is found in God. Offer them a direction of life that would, in fact, change their life and bring them and draw them closer to the salvation that's found in Christ. Jeremiah reminds me that we cannot allow ourselves to become so hardened and so calloused when we see the sins of men that we fail to feel any sympathy for them. Even when we know that the separation from God that they face is caused by their own doing, their own sins. Still, we need to be in a place, in a position of sympathy and compassion and a willingness to try to offer them a way out of that life. Remembering all along that we are not above them, that we are at best sinners that have been saved. And Jeremiah demonstrated that kind of compassion. And so did Jesus. And so must we. One other character trait this morning. Courage. Jeremiah was a man of courage. He faced a life of tremendous struggles and challenges, but he did so with courage, knowing that God was with him. Jeremiah chapter 1, beginning verse 17. "Get yourself ready. Stand up and say to them whatever I command you. Do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them. Today I have made you a fortified city, an iron pillar and a bronze wall to stand against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord." Jeremiah knew the charge And it came directly from Jehovah God. Get ready. Stand up. That was the charge. The task was not going to be easy. God made that clear. I mean, there was not a primrose path here for Jeremiah to walk down. He knew what he was getting into. And at the same time, he could have confidence because he knew that God was at his side. Jeremiah was expected to be like an iron pillar in a bronze wall standing up against the whole land. And while that sounds strong, the idea of an iron pillar in a bronze wall, it was him essentially against the whole land. And that seems overwhelming, and it would be overwhelming were it not for the fact that God was on his side. Jeremiah became discouraged at times, but he never lost sight of the fact that it was God who called him and that God was with him always. Jeremiah knew it was a fight. Jeremiah knew, and if he didn't know, he would soon find out that everyone would be against him, or at least that's how it would feel to him. Jeremiah's conviction remained firm even when his own life was threatened. And he faced persecutions like we cannot even imagine from those who did not want to hear what he had to say, and yet he went on teaching courageously. And he never backed down. When staying the course seemed to mean that he would be killed, he pressed on. Courage. That is the courage of Jeremiah. You can't help but think about the Lord. If we want to talk about courage, it would remind us of our Lord who continued to teach to a stubborn and unwilling nation. He continued to teach as the trials and the difficulties and the persecution increased. He continued to preach when he knew the end of his life was at hand. People could not see. People were not willing to see that it was Jesus who was offering the way of life, the means of salvation. John chapter 8. Verse 37, beginning. Is Jesus speaking? He says, I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have seen of your father. Jesus would die at the hand of his accusers, but like the courage demonstrated long before by Jeremiah, Jesus continued to deliver his message all the way to the cross. Courage. Confidence and courage. Would that describe us? Is that a description of our character traits? When there are those who would stand in opposition to the way of God, do we choose to stand with them? Or do we stand with the Lord? We can't do both. Jeremiah knew from the beginning that here was the choice. He can stand with Judah, or he can stand with the Lord. We have to make that choice. And when we face the greatest challenges to our faith, might be when we have the greatest opportunity for our faith to grow and to be the strongest. The Apostle Paul demonstrated great courage in time of trial, and he reminded us all, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The character of Jeremiah stands out. In just so many ways. He's an encouragement for us as we make our stand for the Lord. But it leads us to a question. How are we doing with that? When we face difficulties and trials in life, when we might even face rejection from friends because of our faith in Christ, how do we do? Where is our faith? You know, we are going to have to set our mind to be sensitive to the problems of others, to be full of compassion, to have sympathy. We are going to have to be a mind that we have to have a courageous heart, enough to stand at the Lord's side, even when we have to do that alone. What choice will we make? Will we stand with the Lord or will we stand against Him? We can choose today to be on the Lord's side. Will you? We all have to make that decision. We all have to make the choice. And if we choose to be on the Lord's side, if we choose to be His, when the day comes that we stand before Him, we don't have to fear. Because then He will be on our side. Are you a child of God? Are you a Christian? A baptized believer? Sins having been washed away? Are you a child of God that has struggled in faith? All of us have. Have you repented of your sins and prayed forgiveness? You can stand before the Lord right and whole. What will your choice be? Can we help you in some way to stand right before the Lord? Would you come this morning as we stand and sing?